97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for joining us today. My guest is Mr. Blake Smith, account executive at CEI, the Digital Office. Blake, thank you for joining me today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Pleasure. Let's jump right in, Blake. CEI, the Digital Office. First of all, what does CEI stand for and what does your company do?
CEI stands for Commercial Equipment Incorporated. We are a triangle-based office equipment and solutions vendor. So any sort of scan, print, multifunctional equipment, document management solutions, scanning solutions, pretty much anything that has to do with putting toner on paper or what you do with that paper after the toner is on it, that's what we help with.
My goodness. How long has CEI been in existence?
Well, CEI started in 1957.
Whoa.
Down in downtown Durham near the old Durham Bulls Athletic Park on Foster Street.
Okay.
They started out doing very early business machines, typewriter maintenance, and then kind of grew from there as the analog copier age and digital copier age kind of came about. So that's where we started, downtown Durham in 1957. We've moved a few times since then to Morrisville, and now we're located across Highway 70 from the Angus Barn in Raleigh.
Got it. Now, do you go to clients' offices, or do people have to come to you?
Mostly I go to clients' offices. Anytime that we can get somebody to our building, which we are very proud of, we certainly do that. We love to give them a tour of our facility, kind of show them the equipment, obviously, but also allow them to meet some of the people that work with CEI, kind of show them the local resources that we have. But it's always best if I can go to their offices, kind of get a lay of the land, see how they operate in their offices, how we call it workflow,
yes,
kind of how their documents move about, just how they get things done and how we can help them streamline their process, save them time, save them money, that sort of a thing.
Got it. So what is the model for CEI? I think you may have given me a peek with what you just described. Do you go to a client and do a survey, analyze everything, and then tell them what they need, replace what they have? Tell us about your model.
It's a little bit of everything, honestly. Certainly people come to us and say that we want to replace a piece of equipment, or I see a piece of equipment that needs to be replaced just due to the age of it or coming up on lease or something like that. But we do surveys, or what I guess the industry would call an audit.
Yes.
Just to see, again, how many printers they have. Are there printers that could be gotten rid of to save money on power consumption or toner consumption? So, yeah, we do kind of a site survey, a site audit, to see all that they have going on, to see where some processes could be consolidated into one piece of equipment, to find bottlenecks in the way that they do things. Because what we look to do is get beyond putting toner on paper, but showing them how to use less paper, how to be more efficient, kind of make their office run more smoothly, get more done with less.
There we are. Mm-hmm. More efficiency is what I'm hearing.
More efficiency, more productivity.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, Blake, do you work only with businesses?
Well, me personally, no. I have clients in just about any industry you can think of. I work a lot in the religious sector with churches and religious organizations. Certainly a lot of businesses, nonprofits. We do work with governmental accounts, public schools. I mean, we essentially can handle just about anything you can think of. We are a locally based company. So there are some accounts that are probably too big for us, national type of accounts.
Okay.
But large organizations that are housed in the Triangle area that have multiple locations throughout the Triangle. Me personally, I do a lot of work with just local businesses, mainly in Orange, Chatham, and Durham counties. Those are the counties that I've been managing for almost 10 years now.
Understand. Now, does CEI stock all that equipment at your locations, or do you have to order based on what your audit shows?
We stock a lot of the things that are most frequently gotten. We do need to order things sometimes. I mean, certainly keeping inventory is not an inexpensive venture, but we do a good job of keeping most of the stuff on site. Sometimes when it's a more specialized accessory that isn't gotten that frequently, we do need to order it. We do definitely stock all of our consumables at CEI's facility. So your toners, your staples for your staple finishers, drums, things like that that are used by our service technicians to keep equipment running in the field. But in terms of turning around a piece of equipment, we usually ask for about 10 to 12 business days to set it up, test it, get it out to your facility, and set it up for you.
Blake, how does your staff keep up technologically? I know since 1957, I'd say things have changed a bit. How does everybody stay so current?
Well, you'd be surprised. I still see typewriters in the field with commercial equipment incorporated stickers on them, and people sometimes want to know if we still service them, and I have to tell them no. We have great manufacturers. I mean, we represent Konica Minolta, and we also represent Savin, which is a Ricoh product.
Sure.
We also deal with HP, and then a brand called Muratech, which people might not be familiar with, but they're very well known for small devices and fax machines. But, I mean, our manufacturers are trying to help us stay up to date on technologically what's out there. So we have manufacturer representatives that come into CEI and tell us some of the new solutions that are available that will work with our equipment. Because we're in such a changing industry, we have to stay cutting edge.
I
mean, things are getting beyond walking up and making a copy. They're getting more into the scanning side of the equation, the document management, the ability to scan more efficiently to make things go where they need to go, taking care of a lot of steps with kind of the one touch of the touch panel will allow you to do a lot with a document. Our manufacturers are obviously trying to give us the tools that we need in order to be more effective at representing their products and letting the customers know what's available with these products, how it will help their environment, streamline a process, save them money, save them time, things like that.
Got it. Well, Blake, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's just talk about who your ideal client is and what you see for the future of CEI. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Mr. Blake Smith, account executive at CEI, the digital office. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Blake Smith, an account executive with CEI, the digital office. Well, Blake, in our first segment, you told us a lot about what CEI stands for, how long you've been in business, and some great details about what the business is all about. Mm-hmm. Tell me this, who is your ideal client?
My ideal client, I get this question a lot. My ideal client, I would say somebody that's leasing their equipment. This business is, most of the equipment in the field in terms of copy print scan systems is on a lease program. So somebody that's leasing it, a lease that might be coming up soon rather than they just signed it for 5 years.
Right.
Somebody that's dissatisfied either with the equipment or the vendor, the service they receive, just feel like there's some things lacking. Somebody that's likes to do business with locally owned and operated companies. That's a huge thing for CEI is the fact that we are local. So I don't have an ideal client in terms of the size of the organization, the number of employees. We work with so many different types of customers. And like I said, I just have customers in all sorts of different industries. So you could have two people in an office, you know, that need a big system, or you could have 50 people in an office that need a small one. Our big thing is just finding somebody that likes what we have to bring to the table in terms of us being local, the support that we bring to the table. But again, ideally, somebody dissatisfied leasing that's willing to talk to me and allow me to show them why they need to do business with us.
Blake, how soon should they contact you if they see they are approaching end of contracts?
Well, most leases run anywhere from 3 to 5 years. Most of the time, people, I think, start looking at equipment. Well, certainly when their vendor calls them and tries to upgrade them and starts, you know, showing them what's available.
Right.
You know, I try and start looking for my customers usually about 12 months before the end of their lease, at least to show them kind of how the industry is changing, what's available. But I would say on average, people upgrade or refresh their equipment usually maybe 6 months before the end of a lease term. But it just really depends on the situation.
Understand. Now, you're an account manager. You're the account executive.
Manager, executive.
Yes, you're right. An account executive.
Exactly.
What is your style? How do you work within CEI, the digital office?
My style? Well, I've been in the business since February of 2004. In terms of my style, I am not pushy. I do a great job in terms of follow-up, persistent contact with prospective clients, but I'm not pushy. I'm not a hard kind of do it now, do it now, do it now. I just try and put my best foot forward and then put the best solution in front of somebody and, you know, try and tell them why they should do it and why they should do it with me.
Right.
Beyond that, my style is all of my customers, have my cell phone number. They can reach out to me anytime for anything. So you hear from me after you partner with me and do business with me. That's my style. I want people to know that I care. If they're dissatisfied for some reason, I want them to be able to reach out to me quickly and for me to be able to get them an answer or get them a resolution quickly. And I have customers that can definitely attest to that. But my style is just very no pressure. This is what I have to offer. This is why it's the best fit for you. This is why you should do it with me. And then to take the best care of them possible I can throughout, you know, their partnership with CEI.
Would you mind sharing your cell phone number and your contact information with our audience?
Not at all. My cell phone number is 919-636-0498, 636-0498. My email, did you ask for my email? I'm sorry.
Why not give us your email, too?
My email is my first initial and my last name, so that's bsmith@copycei.com.
Got it. Repeat your cell phone number one more time in case somebody didn't get it.
919-636-0498.
Thank you, Blake.
Yes, ma'am.
Blake, tell us about the staff at CEI, the digital office.
The staff at CEI, well, that's what makes our company. we've got, I want to say we're about 7 or 8 sales reps right now. Again, I manage Orange, Chatham, and Durham counties, excuse me.
Right.
And the biggest part of our staff is our service technicians. We've probably got about 65, 70 people total. Service technicians, we're at about 25 right now, which is a very high number. By far the largest of the, in terms of equipment vendors in the Triangle. But, you know, our staff, that's the key with us is, again, I'm going to harp on the fact that we are local, and that means we have one local phone number, which is 781-8885. So when people call in to CEI, it's always going to be a human being that answers the phone. If they call in, it's either going to be Sharon at the front desk or Frank or Jackie. Somebody's going to pick up the phone where they don't have to press 1 for this, 2 for that. If they're going to place a service or supply request, again, it's going to be a human being that's going to help them through that process, or they could do it on our website. But we are truly a family over at CEI. We do a lot of kind of team building things where we get the whole company together and give people a chance to eat, drink, and kind of talk about things because we're just kind of all in different directions. You've got my technicians out in the field fixing equipment and keeping things up and running, and then I'm out in the field trying to promote the company. And so we don't get together that much, but when we do, it's a great time. But we have a great support staff and people that enjoy what they do and enjoy helping out our customers.
Sounds like it's a happy team.
We are a happy team.
Right. Blake, are you 24-7 if a customer has a problem at 2 a.m.?
We are not 24-7 by default. If somebody needs us on call, we can certainly have that conversation with them. But typically, CEI is 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, but in certain circumstances, if we talk about it with a client, we can figure something out.
Got it. Now, tell us about what challenges CEI is faced with these days.
Well, I mean, there's definitely a reason that people don't sell office equipment for very long. I mean, I'm a rare breed, somebody that's been doing this since 2004. Usually it's 2 weeks and then they move on. But I found something that I enjoy doing in a company that I love doing it for. But it's just a very competitive industry. There's several competitors, and if you're in a competitive situation, you've got a lot of different vendors doing a lot of different things with a lot of different equipment. And the water can get very muddy, and there's just a lot of information and pricing being thrown about. And it just sometimes gets very confusing. So, you know, it's, I don't want to complain about competition. That's just the nature of the beast.
Right.
But
right.
I think the challenge is what brings me back every day. I'm a very competitive person.
That's good to know.
Yes, ma'am.
And Blake, let's take another break and hear some more about your company, because it sounds like you're having fun doing what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Blake Smith, an account executive at CEI, the digital office. Please stay with us. We will be returning.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Blake Smith, who is an account executive with CEI, the digital office. Blake, when we left off, you were saying that competition is out there. Mm. Who are some of your competitors? Who is your competition?
Well, Canon, Toshiba, Xerox, Sharp. I can go on.
Do you sell their products?
No, ma'am. We are Konica Minolta and Savin, which is a Ricoh product.
You did say that. Okay.
Right. A big change in this industry is that a lot of things are going to be manufacturer-owned. So when I go up against Canon, I'm going up against essentially the manufacturer that has a local office for Canon.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that we talk about, is the fact that we are a provider of multiple lines of equipment, and the fact that if one product works better than another, we'll recommend the absolute best fit. But yeah, the competition is definitely out there.
Yeah, I can imagine. Blake, can I assume that you're price competitive?
Yes, ma'am. We are always price competitively. I mean, we understand that obviously price and cost is a huge factor. And what I say to people is, I try and take price out of the equation. I want people to want to do business with me and my company. And so we will be where we need to be in order to earn your business and show you made the right choice when it comes down to support after the fact.
Perfect, perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
Blake, looking at your card, I see you have a bunch of sponsorships for CEI, the digital office. Tell us about your sponsorships.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you go to a Hurricanes hockey game at PNC Arena in Raleigh, you will see CEI. We are very you will see our signs everywhere there. At Durham Bulls, they did some renovations, so I haven't been there in a while, but if somebody hit the bull, hit the bull, win a steak, hit the grass, win a salad out in left field, our sign was underneath that. But I haven't seen the renovations. But yeah, we're very prevalent at the local sports teams, the Hurricanes, the Bulls, the Railhawks, which is the soccer team out in Cary, as well as Coca Booth and the Symphony as well.
Beautiful.
So sports and culture.
I'm hearing sports and culture here, Blake.
Where there's a lot of people looking at our ads.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You got it spread around.
Yes,
that's perfect.
Ma'am.
And finally, tell me about your commercials. I understand they're quite unique.
Yeah, the commercials, we started those in, I guess, 08 or 09 when we moved into our new building. We came up with the hook, Transform Your Business. So we've got Raster, the transforming robot that people kind of see on our commercials.
Uh-huh.
I think we've had 4, possibly 5, and they've come a long way just kind of technologically. The first commercial looks very different from the most recent commercial, and we actually have a new one coming out that kind of has a local flair to it that shows CEI in the Triangle area and kind of what we're doing in the Triangle.
Let's close by getting the locations again, because folks might want to have their picture taken with Raster.
Yes. CEI is at 8701 Brickell Avenue in Raleigh. That's right off of Westgate. And we literally are across the highway from the Angus Barn.
Oh, perfect.
But we actually have our parking lot is branded. So if you go Google Earth and look at the CEI building, we have a big CEI advertisement branded in our parking lot.
Absolutely perfect. Thank you so much, Blake. Well, Blake, thank you so much for coming and talking with us today. Appreciate
thank you
your
for
time.
Having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today has been Mr. Blake Smith, an account executive with CEI, the digital office. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.